to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and cordially known as the nation's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I am just Doug McBurney, the host of the Weekly Worldview over at theweeklyworldview.com. Go check it out. Why is Bob not here? Well, because we can't afford him anymore. That's right. So the second string has to come in because the top talent is simply too expensive. Now, when I came into the studio today, sitting in the chair that I normally deposit myself upon when I'm co-hosting with Bob, sitting in that very chair is a large figure, kind of eerie looking, wearing a thick black robe with a hood and eyes that are glowing eerily green, and he's holding a large sickle in his hand. It's the Grim Reaper sitting right here in the Bob Enyart Live studio. And why, might you ask, would the Grim Reaper be sitting in the Bob Enyart Live studio? Well, it's because the broadcast is in serious jeopardy of going off the air because of an acute financial crisis. So if you can help us, we sure could use your help to keep Bob on the air. Bob may be back next week if we can afford to bring him back. We just don't know at this point. I come in at like Chinese slave wages, so they're able to bring me in. But we need to get our top flight first string talent back on the air. So give us a call. Help us keep Bob on the air. The number to call is 1-800-836-9278. You can call with your insightful commentary or call with a donation, call and order some products, call and subscribe to some of Bob's incredible monthly products. He's got a monthly Bible study. He's got monthly videos. You can sign up for the classic shows. Give a call, but I'm not going to spend too much time on fundraising because we've got big news from scienceblogs.com, from their neurophilosophy section. And it's about Botox. Now, I know that the Bob Enyart Live audience is not the largest consumers of Botox in the world. Demographically, probably not the biggest consumers. But I want to send this alert out to those who are considering Botox. Research has indicated in the past that reading words describing emotions can activate the muscles involved in producing the facial expressions associated with those emotions. For example, reading negative emotional words causes contraction of the corrugator supercilii. Did you know that, Al? Your corrugator supercilii is the muscles just above your eyebrows that cause those vertical frown lines that Botox has been so successful at eliminating. Now, on the other hand, when you read positive emotional words, that activates the zygomaticus muscle. Are you familiar with your zygomaticus, Al? Al has no idea. The zygomaticus raises the corners of the mouth to produce a smile. So what researchers think is that Botox, which according to this blog is used by millions of people every year to reduce wrinkles and frown lines in their forehead. And by the way, Botox works by paralyzing the muscles, the corrugator supercilii, frontalis muscle, bit of the nasalis even. It paralyzes these muscles that produce facial expression. Well, a study due to be published in the journal Psychological Science suggests that by injecting Botox and paralyzing the muscles involved in facial expression, by doing so, it impairs the ability to process the emotional content of language and very well may diminish the quality of emotional experiences. Yeah. Now, who would have thunk it, right? Well, listen to this. Darwin's not our biggest friend here on Bob Enyart Live, but Darwin believed that facial expressions are indeed important for experiencing emotions. That's right. I bet you didn't know that. In his book, The Expression of the Emotions in Man and Animals, Darwin wrote, quote, "The free expression by outward signs of an emotion intensifies that emotion, whereas the repression of all outward signs softens our emotions." Now, this idea was subsequently elaborated by psychologist William James, who suggested that every representation of a movement awakens, in some degree, the actual movement, which is its object. Now, so Darwin was the father of evolutionary science, so he was wrong on that count, but we don't want to throw out everything the guy ever said. Anyway, I happen to encounter on a regular basis lots of people who have lots of Botox in their forehead, and let me just say that this is revealing something that I have suspected for quite some time, that in paralyzing the muscles of the forehead and reducing emotional expression, people are actually reducing their emotions. What's that? We got, we have a, we have on the, not on the line, but we have a $300 matching donation. A $300 matching donation from James in Westminster has called in with a $300. So if you call in with your donation up to $300, James in Westminster will match it. So if you wanted to give 50, but you've only got 25, call in with the 25, and James in Westminster will magically turn it into $50, and you can help keep Bob Enyart live on the air for another year. The number to call is 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-836-9278. And you can call in and tell me about your experiences with people on Botox as well. Anyway, was there anything else in this article? No, that's about it. If you were thinking about getting Botox, you might want to just go with the wrinkles, okay? By the way, I ran into a fellow the other day who had a hairpiece that was so bad, it was so, you'd have to be more embarrassed walking around wearing that hairpiece than just being bald. I mean, just go with it. It's the way God made you. And hopefully by the time you're at an age where you're going bald, you're not so shallow as to think you have to impress people with a nice head of hair. Hopefully you've done something in your life that leads people to believe that you're a quality human being and you don't have to put a muskrat on your head. Anyway, Al, by the way, I think you look fabulous. Al is running the boards today, and Al is not wearing a muskrat on his head. And as far as I know, you haven't had any Botox. Is that correct? Rumors to the contrary have been disproven. Al says no, no Botox. All right, now let's move on to some political news. That $300 match is out there, by the way. James in Westminster, thank you very much for helping keep Bob Enyart Live on the air for another year. Folks, call in and match that $300. And at least I could get paid at the end of today. My Chinese slave wages coming in here, second string. While Bob is on another secret mission in Hollywood. Is that right? That's the rumor. He's on another secret mission out in Hollywood. And if there's anyone who could pull Hollywood to the right, it would be Bob Enyart, if he's not stoned to death at the borders of the city, held up against the Hollywood sign itself and stoned with stones until he's dead. No, but he is in Hollywood. All right, now let's move on. Speaking of Hollywood, actor Lance Baxter, who is currently known as the man who informs you how much Geico can save you on your car insurance. Well, Lance left a message last month with a conservative outfit called Freedom Works, in which he asked the group how many mentally retarded people it had on staff and what it would do when a Tea Party, quote, killed someone, unquote. Well, on April 14th, Freedom Works took the liberty of putting this voicemail online. So Lance Baxter's idiotic voicemail ended up on Freedom Works' website. And you can go listen to it. Go to freedomworks.com. Or is it freedomworks.org? Just Google Freedom Works and they'll point you in the right direction. All right, go there and listen to this idiot's voicemail. Well, today, Lance Baxter has announced that he's been dropped from Geico's ad campaign. Yes. So a victory for common sense and something that all of us here on the right can cheer. Lance Baxter's summary execution, at least from the Geico campaign. By the way, Lance says he's open to any attorney taking on his case pro bono. So he must have spent all that money he saved on car insurance on other things because he doesn't have the money to sue Geico And so he's looking for a pro bono attorney out there. If there's anyone out there who can help him, though I don't have a way to get in touch with him. And frankly, I hope he's out of work for quite some time. Very entertaining story. You know, we have so few victories on the right. I know that there are other talk show hosts who insist that we are winning and that you are having an influence. But the actual victories, the hard, solid victories, are few and far between. So we're going to savor this one as Lance Baxter goes onto the unemployment rolls for basically implying that people who stand up for freedom, liberty, and the God-given right to life are are mentally retarded and want to kill people, which is sort of ironic because it's the left that is actually succeeding in killing people every single day. Now, their victories happen every day because they're in love with bloodshed and they are achieving their ends every single day in real, concrete, measurable fashion. So we on the right must buck up and begin pursuing a strategy not only to pursue some amorphous goal of standing up for freedom, but to actually achieve some solid goals, some milestones along the road to the return to what God wanted this nation to be before and at its founding. All right. Now, but let's get to where we are. Because where we are is not where we ought to be. And here's a perfect example of that. Now, if you've got any children listening, please cover their ears because the news these days forces us to talk about things that shouldn't even be mentioned in public. They should be whispered about shamefully. But here's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is so distasteful. Three bisexual men are suing a national gay athletic organization, saying they were discriminated against during the Gay Softball World Series, held in Seattle 2 years. So first of all, folks, there exists a Gay Softball World Series. So if that's not an example of the decline and fall of this particular corner of Western civilization, I don't know what is. It's just sad that there even is such a thing. What's that? Yes, the number to call to match James' $300 donation. That number is 800-836-9278. Are you having fun listening to the show? Is this interesting? Is this not quality broadcasting? And I'm the second string. I'm not even the heavy hitter. Call in, match James' donation, and keep Bob on the air. There we go. We've got a call. John from Colorado has called in with $40, which James will magically turn into $80 to keep Bob on the air. And who do we have here? Christine. Christine has called in with a $100 match to keep Bob Enyart on the air and to pay me my Chinese slave wages at the end of this broadcast. Let's get back to the bisexual softball world. No, it's not bisexual. And in fact, that's the point of the story. The three bisexual men say that the North American Gay Amateur Athletic Alliance, the NAGA, deemed them not gay enough to participate in the Gay Softball World Series. That's right. They say they were discriminated against. The alliance rules, they have rules at the North American Gay Amateur Athletic Alliance, and the rules say that each Gay World Series team can have no more than two heterosexual players. Now, that's not very tolerant. My question is, how do you find two heterosexuals who want to play softball with a bunch of homos? I mean, you'd have to question their masculinity right there. Anyway, the alliance has no category or definition for bisexual or transgendered people in its rules. And so these men were deemed to be heterosexual. So their team was stripped of their second place finish. And the three men were recommended to be suspended from participating in the Gay World Series for a year. That is, if the Lord doesn't send down fire from heaven and just destroy this whole disgusting display. All right, now that's not going to happen, but perhaps the organizers of the Gay Softball World Series would consider repenting from their destructive lifestyle. But I think once you're at the point where you're organizing a gay softball league, it's pretty hard to come back from that. I wish someone would have gotten through to these guys sooner. Perhaps if they'd heard Bob Enyart live. You know, Bob's one of the few people who can pull a homo back, even from a gay softball league. He can talk him down. Anyway, so it's critical to keep Bob on the air. Do we have anything else from the story? Oh, they have no category or definition for bisexual or transgendered people. I'm sure they'll get around to that. In fact, by next year, there'll probably be a bisexual and a transgendered softball World Series. It's just a shame to watch a culture disintegrate before your very, very eyes. But here we are to comment on it, and it's unfortunate because, as I said, these are things that should be whispered shamefully. To think that there are a bunch of homos out there playing softball, openly expressing their homosexuality in front of God and everyone. It's just sad. All right. Now, these folks are open about who they are, but there's a question about Barry Ho. Barry Ho. That's Barack Hussein Obama, the president of the United States. Now, Barry is not so open. Not to imply that Barry's a homosexual. Not at all. He certainly loves homosexuals, and he loves to promote deviant lifestyles that destroy families and ruin lives. But he himself does not partake, as far as we know. But he is not open. Barry Ho is in the closet. But the Arizona House, on Monday, voted for a provision. According to KPHO television in Phoenix, the Arizona House voted for a provision that would require President Barry Ho to show his birth certificate if he hopes to be on the state's ballot when he runs for re-election in 2012. Interesting. The House voted 31-22. The measure still faces a formal vote. It would require all U.S. presidential candidates who want to appear on the ballot in Arizona to submit documents proving they meet the constitutional requirements to be president. Well, a Democrat down there says they're making a laughingstock of the entire state of Arizona. This bill, she says, makes a laughingstock of the nation, of Arizona to the nation. Now, folks, when I was asked to show my birth certificate, when I joined the service, I had to show my birth certificate to prove that I was who I said I was, so that I could join the Marine Corps and defend freedom, which I delightfully did for 4 years and never heard a shot fired in anger, by the way, and ended up with a fabulous Okinawan girlfriend and then wife out of the deal. So it worked out really well for me. But when they asked me for my birth certificate, I didn't take it as an insult. I didn't think they were crazy. I thought that was fairly reasonable. And surely Barry thinks it's fairly reasonable. So have you read the articles? I read a rumor that Occidental College released some papers that Barry applied for student aid based on the fact that he was foreign born. Has anyone seen confirmation of this rumor? Does anyone have, please call me, help me with this. I want to know if Occidental College actually released these records, because from what I understood, they were holding on to them for whatever reason. But if you know, or if you don't know, or if you know where Barry was born, call us at 1-800-836-9278. And while you're at it, pony up some cash. How much have we brought in to match James' $300? We've brought in $140. So there's still, how much? I went to public school. See, Al, now Al's a little older than I. He went to public school back when they used to teach math. They removed math in the 80s. I'm not sure if you knew that, Al. So $160 remains of the match. Someone could call me right now. I know you're sitting there listening, and you're thinking, this is good radio. This is stuff we need to hear. Well, pony up $160. Put your money where your mouth is. The number to call is 1-800-836-9278. Let's see, public school. I don't have time to do all this. It's just ridiculous. There's only 10 minutes left in the show. I don't know how Bob does this every day to try. Here we go. Speaking of the public schools, did I finish with the citizenship thing? I think we're finished. Well, we're not finished. The other shoe is bound to drop on that. But apparently nobody knows about Occidental College and if they released. That's just a shame. Because I read it. It was a rumor. Probably just a rumor. And I don't want to be involved in any rumor mongering. So as far as we know, Barry Ho did not commit fraud in garnering student aid as a foreign-born minority lad. But more about the public schools. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A South Florida teenager who was doused with rubbing alcohol and set on fire last year by some of his schoolmates is back at school. Can you believe this? I mean, are parents just completely brain dead? Do they just not realize that they have options? That you don't have to send your kid to a public school where other children set him on fire? You don't have to do it. Now, it's another school. He switched schools. So from the one government school where he was set on fire, now Michael Brewer has been enrolled in a new public school factory where he has not yet been physically or mentally abused as far as we know. He said on the Today Show this morning that he feels great and that he misses school. That's a shame to see a mind destroyed in one so young. So I hear talk show hosts all the time say, stand up, do something. I hear parents call in and they say, you won't believe what little Johnny brought home from school or what he heard at school or what happened to him at school. And the talk show hosts inevitably say, well, little Johnny needs to stand up and you need to do good and you need to, what do we have here? We have Dee from Thornton has called in with $100 donation. To match James' $300, what does that leave us with? Only $60 left in the match. Now, if you're sitting there, you can't tell me that you can't come up with $60. I mean, I can't. I mean, even my Chinese slave labor wages at the end of this broadcast won't bring me within a driver. Well, let's say a 2-iron of $60. But I know there's someone out there who can do it. Give us a call. 1-800-836-9278 and match that last $60 to keep Bob and Yart Live on the air and to make sure I receive my bowl of steam for dinner after the broadcast. All right. Let's see. The 15-year-old, his parents are sending him back to public school where he was set on fire. Oh, talk show hosts say that you need to stand up for what's right. But what they never say is get your kid out of the public school now. Please. You see, folks, we're so busy pursuing this amorphous idea of standing up and speaking up that we're forgetting to tell people to do something. To do what's right. Get your kid out of the public school today, because if you don't, you are sinning against your child and you are sinning against God to put them into a godless public education system that denies the Creator and His creation. All right. So please, I will tell you what to do. I will not encourage you to speak up and stand up. Although, feel free to do that. Go to a tea party and wave a don't tread on me flag. That's all well and good, but you've got to do something as well. And you could order The Harsh Truth About Public Schools from Bob Enyart Live, a fantastic book that will frankly terrify you about the state of the public schools. It's called The Harsh Truth About Public Schools. You can call right now and order it and throw in an extra 60 and we'll send you the book. The number to call is 1-800-836-9278. All right, just a few minutes left and I've got so many things that I want to get to, but I better just get going. A radical Islamic website, according to Fox News, is warning the creators of South Park that they could face violent retribution for depicting the Prophet Muhammad in a bear suit during an episode broadcast last week. Yeah. So, let's see. The web posting included a graphic photo of Theo van Gogh, a Dutch filmmaker who was murdered in 2004 after making a documentary on violence against Muslim women. You remember Theo van Gogh. They found him with a knife stuck through a letter, stabbed to death by a radical Muslim. Anyway, The author of Revolution Muslim, I hate to say it that way, revolutionmuslim.com posted the warning. And the author says, "We have to warn Matt and Trey that what they are doing is stupid and they will probably wind up like Theo van Gogh for airing this show. This is not a threat, but a warning of the reality of what will likely happen to them." That's Abu Talha al-Amriki. He's the author of the post, and he says he put up the post to raise awareness and to explain the severity of what these two idiots who make this horrible, degrading, stupid show. There are so many good reasons to hate Matt and Trey of South Park. Well, not to hate them, but to condemn their just pedestrian, juvenile, stupid. Anyway. But they don't deserve to be hacked to death by Muslims. Anyway, Abu Talha al-Amriki, he says, "It's not a threat, but it is really a likely outcome. This is just reality. This is not a small thing, what they have done to the Prophet Muhammad." So anyway, Trey Parker, Trey and Matt, whatever, these two potheads up in Park County that have become millionaires. Anyway, the posting also included a link to a 2009 story that gave details of Stone and Parker's mansion in Colorado. So the guy threatens to kill him and then tells other radical Muslim nutjobs where he lives, where the two stoners live. Apparently, they have moved out of their mom's basement after making their second or third $1 million. We have Bob from Morrison, Colorado, has called in with $60. That matches the $300 match. That brings us $600 closer to chasing the Grim Reaper out of the studio. "Excuse me, sir." He says it's not time to go yet. That's not enough. We'll keep working on it, folks. The number to call is 1-800-836-9278. Finally, from Denver, the Army is considering whether to rescind an invitation to evangelist Franklin Graham to appear at the National Day of Prayer because he says that Islam is evil. Franklin Graham said Islam is evil, and now the Army is saying maybe we don't want him to speak at the National Day of Prayer. Mikey Weinstein, the president of the Religious Freedom Foundation, said the invitation offended Muslim employees at the Pentagon. But at least as we go to air today, Franklin Graham has not threatened to kill any Muslims. And we thank Franklin for that. All right, that's the end of the show, folks. We're out of time. Call us to support the show, 800-836-9278.